WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
The boy has just graduated, and he doesn't know what to do with his life. The girl is way too good for him, beautiful and brilliant and zealously protected by her doting father. But he loves her, and she reluctantly falls for him. And by the end, we in the audience badly want them to be together, even though we know their relationship can never really work. Sound familiar? Of course. That's the plot of Mike Nichols' 1967 landmark film, The Graduate. But it's also the plot of Say Anything, and crazy as it may sound, Say Anything is the better movie. The writer Cameron Crowe has never directed before, and he doesn't have Mike Nichols' bag of chic tricks to rely on. But he's come up with a terrific and terrifically funny script. And he also has a wonderful idea. If you're going to make a high school romance, why leave out the parents? Say Anything is actually a romantic triangle. The girl, Diane, and the two men who adore her, young Lloyd, whom she scarcely knows, and her single father, Jim, who wants only what's best for Diane and knows that Lloyd isn't it. The rivals meet when Lloyd shows up to take Diane out on their first date.
Hi, Lloyd Dalbus, sir. Oh. Pleasure to meet you.
Hello, Lloyd.
Hello. Look, I know you're busy, you don't have to entertain me, but you can trust me. I'll tell you a couple things about myself. I'm 19, I've been overseas for a couple semesters, now I'm back. I'm an athlete, so I rarely drink. Kickboxing, you ever heard of kickboxing, sport of the future? Don the Dragon Wilson, Benny the Jetter Kiedis, Murray Smith, some of the champions of the sport. I can see by your face, no. My point is you can relax because your daughter will be safe with me for the next 7 to 8 hours, sir.
That's John Cusack doing the fast talking as Lloyd, and his performance is absolutely lovely. His Lloyd isn't a jock, and he isn't a nerd, and he isn't any other sort of high school stereotype. He's beyond pigeonholing. What Cusack shows us immediately is that Lloyd is capable of love, that he knows how to care for someone, and that his ambition to be a kickboxer is not really the measure of his true aspirations. His love for Diane is. Cusack, in short, is at once scruffy and noble, much in the way that Dustin Hoffman was in The Graduate. But where The Graduate caricatured its supporting characters, Say Anything burrows into them. As Diane, Ione Skye shows us all the coltish indecision and uncertainty knocking around inside the gorgeous overachiever. And as her father, John Mahoney gives a wonderfully touching performance. His adoration for his daughter isn't erotic, but it has its dark side. And his desolation when that dark side is revealed is overpowering. Crowe's dialogue is buoyant and slangy, without being show-offy, and his actors deliver meanings between and around the lines. One feels intimate with them right away, and that intimacy never lets up. And if Crowe isn't yet a directorial stylist, he's also not afraid to give us complex party sequences and tableaus of high school life that are beautifully detailed and satisfying. In Fast Times at Ridgemont High, Crowe showed that he remembered high school with 20/20 hindsight. But Say Anything goes way beyond that. The characters are as rich and pleasing as any we've seen this year. The turmoil they undergo is genuinely compelling. Say Anything may be a kid's movie, but it's much more than a movie for kids.